بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. If we are listening to something or at a class where the name of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is mentioned many times, would it be sinful not to repeat salawat, you know, the sending of blessings many times? So that's a thoughtful question. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. The basic ruling is that if the name of our beloved Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم is mentioned, it is wajib, it is a religious duty to send blessings upon him once in each gathering where his name is mentioned. If his name is repeated, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it is recommended to repeat the sending of blessings on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So that is the optimal thing to do, is to send blessings upon him every time his name is mentioned. But the obligation is fulfilled by sending blessings upon him sallallahu alayhi wasallam once in any gathering. But one is missing out. The Prophet ﷺ, Allah has commanded us to send blessings upon him. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Indeed, Allah and his angels are ever sending blessings on the Prophet. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Send blessings upon him and much peace. So the duty is to send blessings upon him once. Repeating it is sunnah. Some scholars said repeating it is wajib. Repeating it is wajib. And the answers on Seeker's Guidance explain this, but our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us that al-bakhilu man dhukirtu indahu wa lam yusalli alayhi. A stingy person is the one in whose presence I was mentioned and who doesn't send blessings upon me. And we should strive to be people of purposefulness, of presence, of consciousness, not people of heedlessness and distraction. Oh, I was kind of listening to a talk, but I was also following Real Madrid in the Champions League, and I was kind of doing this and kind of... No. Live a purposeful life. Live a purposeful life. May Allah facilitate that for me first and foremost, and for all of you, and for anyone who listens to this and our loved ones. So don't drift through life. Sail purposefully through the oceans of life. And the same thing applies if one hears his name, if one reads the name of the Prophet ﷺ, it is a duty to pronounce the sending of blessings on our beloved Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you're reading a book, send blessings upon him sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The scholars of hadith would argue that one of the things that distinguishes us as the muhaddithin, as the people of hadith, is that we spend all day sending blessings on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because every time they would narrate a hadith or they would write a hadith, they would write out the salawat on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they would send salawat with their tongues. May Allah bless the people of hadith radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and all the imams of the deen who are the inheritors of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So every time you read the name of the Prophet ﷺ, you should send blessings on him, alayhi salatu wasalam. Similarly, if the name of a companion of the Prophet ﷺ is mentioned, whether you hear it or you read it, send the taraddi, send the supplication that is befitting, which is radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, or may Allah be well pleased with him. Radiyallahu ta'ala anha, for a female companion, or in the plural, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, may Allah be well pleased with them all. Right? Because Allah has declared the rank of the companions, right? And we have many answers related to that, which you can see in the requisite place. Similarly, if the name of a scholar is mentioned, you hear it or you read it, you should say rahimahullah. May Allah have mercy on them. You can also say radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Say rahimahullah. May Allah have mercy on them. May Allah have mercy on them. These are our connections back to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These are the pillars that have preserved the deen for us. Love of them is the straight path. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Guide us on the path that is straight. What is the straight path? Sirat al-ladhina an'amta alayhim, the path of those you've blessed before us. Those are the people who've walked on the footsteps of the prophets. من الصديقين والشهداء والصالحين, of the veracious, the champions of truth, the صديقين and the martyrs and the righteous who walked in the footsteps of the prophets, من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا. And what a good company they are. So when you open a book of this, you know, you're reading something, you're not just, it's not entertainment. Right? It is a, it's rising. It is an act of rising. Right? So you have, we have adab. When we're listening to a class, we're not just lying down, whatever. You know, Sheikh Hamza Yusuf speaking, if he was sitting in your living room, would you be lying down and, you know, scratching your thigh and, you know, fidgeting with your ear and picking your nose? Of course not, right? If you're sitting in front of, if Sheikh Hamza comes, you sit up. So you're, you know, you're on YouTube, you're looking at a video about the best cases for your wireless mic or whatever. Suddenly a video of Sheikh Hamza comes up, you click on it. Sit up. You sit up or pause it. Go make wudu. Go make wudu. Sit up. Maybe grab a cap and listen. Before you click play, say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. At the end of listening to even a clip, say Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Right? Make dua for the speaker. Right? Because they have given you something of eternal worth. Radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. May Allah be well pleased with them all. So what I learned from my teachers, such as Sheikh Nuh Keller, is that the adab with a scholar whose book one is reading should be like the adab you would have in their presence. You're in the company of Imam al-Haddad if you're reading his book. If you read his book with adab, of course, not a substitute for studying with scholars in person, but you open the book of assistance, you're not just sitting there in pajamas, lying down, feet on your wall, blanket all around. You sit up as best you can. Uphold the adab that we know. And that reading will not be like the reading of old. So every time a prophet is mentioned, say, alayhi salam, or sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or say it in English, peace be upon him. Of course, when you speak about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, similarly, say, send the salawat on him. And same with the companions, with the scholars, with the righteous. And it extends further. You're mentioning someone who's passed away of your family. Say, rahimahullah. May Allah have mercy on them. ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان. Oh Allah, forgive us and our brethren who've preceded us in faith. That is the attitude of the believer. And in that, we'll find a different connection to these matters. And keep in mind, of course, every time you make dua for another, what do the angels say? Anytime you make dua for another, we know from the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, did the angel say, may Allah grant you the like of what you've asked for. So imagine, when you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad, O Allah, grant your mercy upon our master Muhammad, wa alihi wa sallam, and his folk, and grant peace. What do the angels say? May you have the like of it. May you have Allah's blessings upon you and the peace upon you. And what is blessings? Salah is ar-rahmatul maqurnatu biraf'i ad-darajati wat-ta'zim. It is mercy with raising in rank and honoring. Peace is to have eternal peace and to be put at rest from all fears and concerns. It's a good deal. It's a good deal to send blessings on the Prophet ﷺ. Similarly, when we say about a great one of the Sahaba, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, is mentioned. Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. We say that, may Allah be well pleased with him. The angels say, O Allah, grant him, grant her the like of what they asked for. The like of what you asked for Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And imagine if you said that with real respect and love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, for the righteous rahimahumullah. Right? وَالْمَرْءُ مَعَ مَنْ أَحَبْ. A person will be with those they love. That's why when a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, a person may love a people, but they're not at their level. The Prophet ﷺ said, Al-mar'u ma'a man ahab. A person will be with those they love. Sayyidina Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, we did not rejoice in Islam with anything whatsoever as much as we rejoiced when the Prophet ﷺ said, Al-mar'u ma'a man ahab. A person shall be with those they love. Then Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, so by Allah, I love Allah, and I love the Messenger of Allah, and I love Abu Bakr and Umar, and I ask Allah to resurrect me with them. That is our deen. Walhamdulillah. La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah.